You are now listening to a new episode of Canadian Gardeners, hosted by Matt and Tiffany Whitney.
Hello, listeners. Today's episode is a little bit different because we aren't just talking about gardening techniques, but what the actual benefits of growing your own garden is. We introduce our guest, Tiana, from Holistic Hunger. Tiana, do you want to start by telling us what holistic nutrition is?
Yeah, holistic nutrition is basically combining holistic medicine and nutrition together. So we're looking at the individual as a whole, meaning body, mind, and spirit, because we exist at all levels of being and we need to nourish all levels of these. So some fundamentals of holistic nutrition basically would be to nourish yourself with whole foods. And what this means is it needs to be live, natural, and good quality. So raw, organic, naturally containing enzymes. Whole foods is quite honestly medicine. It's not something that's made in a factory. I should say it's natural medicine. Yeah. It's not something that's made in a factory. It's not packaged. It is provided by nature. So another fundamental would be to give yourself variety. This is really important because, again, food is medicine. We need to give ourselves multiple nutrients and basically think of it as like a multivitamin. So I am the owner of Holistic Hunger. And nutritional consulting is basically like nutritional therapy or counseling. So it's assessing your health and understanding what you're putting in your body and how that actually impacts your physical well-being, your emotional well-being, and what you're absorbing and what you're utilizing and how that relates to the environment that surrounds you.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. And so some of my main focuses actually are like digestion, detoxification, inflammation, hormone balancing. But they're not limited to that. I definitely love to focus on sustainability and how we can live in harmony with nature.
Wow. That was very well put, Tiana. In the real world that we live in, my question stems from with COVID and with getting our foods hundreds, sometimes thousands of kilometers away. What can we do? What are our advantages and maybe possibly disadvantages? What can you take from that? What can we take from that?
Yeah, so this is a topic that I like to call food security, because it's actually like how we secure food. So here in Edmonton, Alberta, we heavily rely on imports, especially during winter months, because growing season is, as you guys know, very limited. So this impacts our health because if we are relying on food that's coming from across the world, first of all, it's being picked like not when it's ripe, it's being picked early. So it's not even at its full potential of nutrition density. And then we have to consider how it's being transported here. It's getting thrown in a train and then an airplane and then a truck. And, you know, it might go through varying temperatures that can affect the live natural quality of the foods. And if it's crossing the borders, it's most likely getting sprayed with chemicals like pesticides and herbicides. Even if it is organic, unfortunately, if it's coming across the border, it's definitely going to be chemically treated. So this impacts our health because we're not getting the food like right from our garden, and we don't really know what's going into the soil to create the nutrients. And we don't really know what nutrients we're getting from the food once it actually arrives to us or in the store that we're buying it from. So, yeah. And with the supply chain right now, it's really interesting the time that we're in right now, because we're actually experiencing some hardships, like supply chain issues. Mm-hmm. And
food shortages, empty shelves,
inflation, the cost of food is going up a lot too. So these are all issues that tie into food security. And I guess that's all kind of like a disadvantage, but what an advantage or how to avoid that would be to support local. So getting in touch with your farmers markets, your local growers, and especially growing your own garden and learning how to secure food for yourself and provide for yourself. Because if you're relying on imports and those imports are no longer coming in, well, we got ourselves a serious issue here.
That's a challenge that a lot of Canadians are seeing.
Yeah, it's really prevalent right now.
With touching on growing your own food, there's so many different approaches. Growing indoors, that's an example of Tiffany. We've done that to lengthen our season. So like right now we're in the middle of February and we're growing lettuces and et cetera in living soil. And that's
in a grow tent,
in our garage, an 8x8. And it's allowing us to lengthen our season, but also to going into the spring, we're allowing ourselves to grow the veggies indoors and then eventually put them in outside to, you know, finish their cycle. So that is pretty important for us, and that's important for any grower. And you have to start at whatever stage you start. If it's decided just to have a small plot and then grow into it, you know, for Tiffany and I, we slowly grew into it. Like we had a 4x4 tent and then 8x8 and things like that. So it's by necessity, and year over year, you acquire new techniques and new knowledge to
new skills
to set you apart and also allow you to do more. The next point that I want to bring up, and this is really near and dear to my heart, because I've changed the way that I started gardening 4 or 5 years ago, and that is synthetics to organics. Mm-hmm. And I really want you to touch on this. Give me your point of view on it, and let's get cracking.
Yeah, so there's obviously a lot of approaches to how you can garden and grow your own food. And even in the food that we're getting from the grocery stores, there's basically these two approaches, like going organically and natural and living soil, like you said, with worm castings and compost versus synthetics, like liquid nutrients and chemicals like Roundup that they're putting in the soil and weed killers. So I would honestly say, like, synthetically growing, really the only benefit you're going to get is like a mass production.
Yields are going to be up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
organically growing, obviously outweighs synthetically growing by vast majority. When you're organically growing, you're nourishing the soil that you're growing your food in. So basically, you're nourishing the soil to enhance the nutrients that you're going to be growing in your food, thus enhancing the medicine that you're consuming.
Right.
And you're getting like the fullest potential of nutrition density in those foods that you're growing. When you're growing it synthetically, those chemicals are leaching into that food that you're growing. Like, for example, let's say you're growing a tomato with liquid nutrients. It's leaching into that tomato, and then you're consuming it, which is then obviously being absorbed into your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an environmental toxin, and it really impacts your health. Like, synthetic growing and GMOs and herbicides and pesticides affect our health so deeply. And I don't think we realize like how much of a deep hole we're in with this, because some of the foods we're eating is not even naturally grown. It's literally genetically modified.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no nutrients in it.
Right.
Like, you might as well just eat nothing, to be honest.
That's actually a great point. point to touch on too, is like with synthetics, there is an advantage of, you know, the yield, right? Like if you were to compare a living soil tomato plant to a organic hydroponic tomato plant or something along those lines, or just
to the living soil. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just comparing the two. Your yields will be different, but would you rather eat 10 of something that's going to keep 10 cherry tomatoes that would give you the nutrient density that you would want in an organic soil, or eat the same 10 cherry tomatoes that have a synthetic but do not give you the same benefits that would allow you to justify putting all this work into growing out, you know what I mean? Growing outside and growing your own garden. That's the point that I'm going to get. If you're going to put all this effort into growing it, do not use synthetic that are green or blue or et cetera.
Because you're eating that. Anything you put in the soil is what's being absorbed in what you're growing. And it's what's being absorbed by you eating it. So, you know, why not do it the full spectrum? And really, when you think about it, that's like holistic gardening because you're nurturing
from the ground up.
The soil. You're nurturing the foundation that you're growing your medicine in.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we just came up with a new concept, holistic gardening. But yeah, it's really important to, I mean, nature never gets anything wrong. Like if we sit back and we look at nature, she does everything right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know why we think we have the audacity to try and do it better.
Don't mess with Mother Nature. Yeah.
No,
The organic route, I can't stress this more, is the organic route is sustainable.
Yeah.
Year in and year out, if you take care of the soil and do X, you will continue to get X, right?
Yeah.
I feel with the way the world is, and I'm worried, and this is a fear, this is a Matthew fear, that we put all this effort into synthetic fertilizers and we have a population of over 8 billion people. My worry is there could be a systemic crash. And that worries me, because if that does happen, there's going to be fighting over resources, there's going to be fighting over water, fighting over land. And I don't want us to get there. And
we've been through that before.
Yeah. And that's a fear. Exactly. You know, a lot of civilizations have gone through that, you know, that ebb and flow of you know, a couple bad harvests can ruin a civilization. And that is that's a fundamental fear of mine. And that is why I'm so focused on the organic side of things.
Yeah.
So it's great that I have you here to talk about this and the benefits of it.
Yeah. Cause I mean, if we're not being sustainable and trying to consider like our health and our benefits in the future, then really what are we doing? Like, why are we just reaping the world dry?
You are what you eat.
Yeah, exactly. And that continues to go on. It's not just a growing season and then, we're going to use chemicals again. Like, no, we have to think about the long term here and preventing us from getting into something horrible like that, like another war.
Or putting us into a situation where it forces us to really evaluate our choices. Mm-hmm. And these choices can...
Lifestyle,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so organically growing food is definitely the way to go. And I'd also like to touch that when you're buying organic food, especially if it is something that's like in a package, it's really important to read the labels, because anything that says natural, like the FDA can pop natural on anything.
That's a good point.
They can call it natural mac and cheese and it'll still have like yellow 6 and all these chemicals in the ingredients that you have no idea what they are. And this also ties into what the benefits of growing your own food is. I mean, you know exactly what you're putting in the soil. You know exactly what you're growing.
A tomato is a tomato.
Yeah, it's not a can that you're buying from the store and the first ingredient is sugar and sodium and all these chemicals you don't even know what they are.
You can't even pronounce their names half the time.
Yeah.
And that's actually a good point to touch on as well, is if you reading the labels and there are words that you don't understand or can't pronounce or
don't buy it. Yeah.
It's probably something don't to consider that it's not the route. It's not the route to go. So something to consider for sure.
Yeah. Reading labels is, I feel like people think it's overrated, but that's how I grocery shop. Like,
yeah, buyer beware.
Yeah, 100%. It's super important. And sometimes you think something is a healthy alternative or option, and then you go and read the ingredients, and literally the first thing is sugar, or it's high sodium, or it doesn't even contain any of the ingredients to make up that actual food. Like, it's,
And you, as the consumer, have the right to choose what you pay by and what your
supply and demand.
So if we like, I know this sounds like a crazy movement, but if we focused on in the summertime supporting like everyone, supporting our community gardens, our local farmers, and enough of us did it, that would open up the eyes of these big corporations, these food
mass produced
food conglomerates, and show them one, there's another way and a better way, and that things need to change. And it's basically we're being disrupting the norm, and the only way that you can really, it's funny, I think I've watched enough crime dramas, follow the money. If you put the money towards these farmers, these local farmers, and enough of us do it, and there's a breakdown on corporations' bottom line, you will have eyes rolling around looking, what are we the problem? And if they can, if that can happen, it makes it sound like this evil organization, but that is how we disrupt. That is how we change, is where we put our money. And we are powerful. So I wanted to just touch on that because I thought that was important.
That's big in alternative health too. Like, a big fundamental of holistic nutrition also is taking accountability for your own health.
Yeah.
You're not handing it over to somebody else. You're taking accountability for what you're consuming. You're being aware of how you're feeling, how you're reacting to things, you know, what your lifestyle practices are, what type of environment you're in, and the impact that you're putting on the environment as well. Like, are you wasting all your food? Think about, if you buy a lot of packaged foods, well, it's probably wrapped in plastic 3 times and in cardboard.
That's a great point.
And it came over here on a plane and a train and a truck. And it's like, okay, well, we're experiencing severe things like severe climate changes. And like, that's a whole other tangent we can go on. But my point is, you really have to take a look at how we're securing our food and what those processes are behind it. And when you're growing your own garden, you're just walking into your backyard and picking it.
It's such beautiful. A beautiful thing. Yeah.
It's so rewarding.
Amazing. And not only that, but you're supporting your own ecosystem. Now you're having, you know, birds coming in and bees and
butterflies,
major pollinators, and you're creating a beautiful ecosystem for your community. And it's only a ripple effect, right? I guess it's like the butterfly effect.
Yeah. And again, that also in my mind is very disruptive. In a good way. Like, when I think when people hear disruptive, they think, well, you're putting a chink in the chain kind of thing. But what you are doing is you're giving an alternate point of view, and also allowing for some change to happen. You can see it in other ways. An example that I can say that is disruptive is electric cars. This is off the topic, but it is, right? We have gas-guzzling cars that now we have a disruptive technology that gives us an option of something better and something new. So that to me is important. And options and choices, and again, follow the money and put your money where your mouth is.
Even how I said, like, holistic gardening, like, this is what we mean by it. Like, we're not just thinking about, oh, what am I going to plant so that I can eat it? Or like, what flowers am I going to plant so I can smell? It's like, no, like, how can I nourish the soil so that it's going to actually create a better sustainable future? Mm-hmm. And am I supporting the ecosystem here? And, you know, with compost and worm casting, you're preventing food waste and you're preventing bad things from happening to the environment by doing that. And you're just creating a holistic, you're looking at the whole aspect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think Tiffany and I, we both should touch on this because Tiana just brought up a really, really, really good point. Is the reduce, reuse, recycle. So for us, it's like we set, like, for example, we live out in the country, so we don't have garbage collection. We have to do it ourselves. So in saying that I do go to the dump and I do separate. So I separate our organics into a bin that goes into our worms. So all our organic, et cetera, meats and et cetera, like that. We have a dog, so we give a lot of that away. Mm-hmm. So that also gets separated. So if we have like leftover stuff or stuff that stayed in the fridge for too long, Vader has turned into kind of a garburator in a sense.
Yeah, but dog likes her.
But again, it's like the cycles of the ecosystem, yeah, right? Yeah, like you're providing for him and you're not wasting anything.
And then he's helping you guys. And then separating the plastics. And then, for example, like the cardboards that aren't glossy and et cetera, we shred it up and we give it to the worms. Yeah, so like our carbon footprint, in a sense, has gotten quite small with us, you know, making slight changes.
Conscious.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Tiffany. That's a great example. Yeah. Conscious really. Of what you're doing and also what you're providing. Cause with that food waste that you do, that organic food waste, that death and decay is also the circle of now death, decay to life. And it's the full circle of things. So,
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is holistic nutrition. Like that is holism. That is holistic health. It's all about life cycles. Yes. And yeah, that's awesome. I love
it. For you. What is the best advice that you could tell the listeners to implement right now for better nutrition?
Ooh.
Damn.
I guess some of my top advice would be to really focus on introducing whole foods into your diet and making sure that you're getting good quality foods. You're chewing it thoroughly. You're getting good quality water.
How many chews?
Well, okay.
50 chews, 100 chews.
Fun fact, you are supposed to chew your food 40 to 80 times.
Ooh.
Before swallowing it. So next time you chew your food, just count how many times.
Count.
Yeah. And it might even, if you chew your food thoroughly,
you
might not have digestion issues.
So what's the benefits of that? Chewing it that much, it allows your stomach not to break it down easier?
Yes, exactly. Because it's essentially like a liquid when you're swallowing.
Gotcha.
You're just masticating it more, which is what our jaw is for.
So essentially, we're like worms. broken down.
Basic kind.
Sure. Yeah. Stomach acid and all the other stuff that goes
with it. We're definitely way more intricate than worms. We are very complex beings, but this is what I love about health and holistic wellness and just studying anatomy and physiology and how we collide and connect with nature. We're so interconnected, and I think that's something as a society that we're struggling with. We're very disconnected from ourselves and nature.
That is a great point. I bring up COVID because in my own experiences, I feel disconnected, and I feel
more now than ever.
And it's a tough one. And now with gardening, I've said this before, it sounds like a joke, but I don't mean it to be a joke, but everyone's got to eat, right? And and feeding yourself and in a sense, feeding your soul, because I have to say, when I am in the garden, when
it's
Tiffany,
therapeutic.
It's therapeutic, you know, like 100%. with my personality, I can be a scatterbrain. I can not be grounded at times. And when I'm in the garden, I my feet, you know, my
your
flip flops are
self.
Off.
Yeah.
I'm my best self. My feet are firmly grounded.
Hands on, hands in, definitely connected with nature.
Yeah.
So
and that's important. It allows you to be, one with nature. So it's a good feeling, and I recommend it for everyone. It's cheap therapy.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
it's dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap.
All the puns.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
I think
thanks for joining us in this episode.
We covered a lot.
Yeah.
We could definitely go on forever, but I'm sure we have to wrap it up there.
But we would definitely love to have you back on.
Yeah. I'd love to come back and even talk about like specific health concerns, and yeah, we can go down a bunch of rabbit holes together.
Yeah. Tiana, let's get some info from you. What is your website?
Yeah, so you can go to holistichunger.com if you're curious about my services, if you want to book a consult with me or just get in touch with me.
I recommend it.
I'm also on Instagram as well at Holistic Hunger and TikTok at That Holistic Chick.
TikTok, wow.
Yeah. Got to get with the times.
I know, I guess.
Trying to make a more positive impact through social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. And that's important too, like the social aspect. And we find it, Tiffany and I, is that it's important because that also does bring community. And that's ultimately what we're trying to do with this channel, is to bring
the holistic community.
Connect the holistic, connect the gardening community, connect the people that
nature lovers
and people that want to see change, right? Us young community that we are, or the young people that we are. It's important.
All ages.
Yeah. Sorry.
We're welcome.
Well, we're young.
But my point with the whole young bit is that we are the change, and we can only we as a society, I guess, have to flip the script. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. So that's important.
Well, if we want to see a change, we have to be the change.
Exactly. And that is that. You couldn't have said it better, Tiana.
Like, on that note.
On that note.
Thanks for listening in. See you next time.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Canadian Gardeners. Tune in next week.